Hey everyone, welcome to this very quick lesson on something that is very boring but very, very important if you're in Australia and you're involved in finance in any way. And by that I mean if you're an investor, if you have savings accounts, or if you're seeing a finance professional. I'm about to explain the three most important documents that you'll come across and why they are super important to understand and to read. The first one is a Financial Services Guide, or FSG. That can be found on the website of the finance professional you're going to, and it should be given to you when you receive advice. The types of things that you'll find in here, this is a very, very easy document to understand, and if you don't understand it, you should contact them and say that, because it should be written in plain language and is relatively brief. The things that you can find on here are ways to make complaints about them. Typically, you'll go to the finance professional first, but then they'll also be a member of an external resolution scheme, and you can find the details of that. They'll have contact information, and they'll also have, which is very important, the AFSL number, the Australian Financial Services License Number. Now, everyone that gives advice in Australia on anything to do with finance should have an Australian Financial Services License. You can use this number and then go onto the ASIC website and look up the professional and see all of the details on their license. The next one is the PDS. This one is given to you, or you should be able to download it, when you apply for a financial product. And by that, I mean, whenever you purchase something which your money might go into, so let's say you want to invest in a managed fund, you should get a PDS, or there should be a PDS for that. Or let's say you are paying for an insurance product, there should be a PDS. Or a superannuation fund, there should be a PDS. This document is a little bit longer than the FSG, but it tells you everything you need to know about that particular product. Whereas this is about the service that you're receiving, this one is about the specific product. So let's use the example of a superannuation fund. It will have the schedule of fees that you can expect to pay and some of the costs associated with it. It will tell you who is running the superannuation fund. It will tell you the rules or the strategy that's used by the fund. And it will also list some risks. The risks aren't comprehensive, but they give you a general idea of some of the known risks at least. Really important document. You can find it on the website. Final one is the terms and conditions. Now, some companies may offer terms and conditions for each and every product that they have, or it may just be a general terms and conditions. Really, really boring, really, really long-winded, and there's a lot of legal jargon in them. But this is where the nitty-gritty details are on the fees. Sometimes they'll have things on your rights or your rights under the contract or the thing that you're entering into, and as well as specific details on any of the points that might not be captured in the marketing. They'll have asterisks or what have you, the terms and conditions. Now, I'm glad you clicked on this video. Not everyone is going to read these documents, but it's particularly important if you're not seeing a financial advisor, because it's their job to read these. So if you're not seeing a financial professional, it's on you to read these things before you decide to buy a product or you decide to sign on to a financial service. Read these documents. If you do it once, you shouldn't have to do it very often, and it could save you a lot of money, or it could make you money. So definitely read it. Thanks for watching this video. For more enjoyable videos, head to the RASC Finance website.